This is the Composer's Datebook for December 11th. I'm John Zeck. This celebratory music opened the first program of the newly formed Cleveland Symphony Orchestra on today's date in 1918. It's the American fantasy of the Dublin-born American composer Victor Herbert. Cleveland had reason to celebrate. World War I had ended exactly 1 month earlier. And for some time, organizers in that city had been working to build a hometown orchestra. In December of 1918, Father John Powers of St. Anne's Church in Cleveland wanted to give a concert to raise some money for his parish. And as Father Powers also happened to be a fine Irish tenor, he offered to perform on the same bill as the new orchestra, just in case the untried ensemble of 54 didn't prove to be a sufficient box office attraction. So along with Father Powers' songs and Victor Herbert's American Fantasy, conductor Nikolai Sokolov led the Cleveland Orchestra in their first performances of Bizet's Carmen Suite, Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, Liotov's tone poem The Enchanted Lake, and for a rousing closer, Liszt's tone poem Les Préludes. In the course of its subsequent history, the Cleveland Orchestra would establish itself as one of America's top five orchestras under the leadership of famous conductors such as Artur Rudzinski, Eric Leinsdorf, George Sell, Pierre Boulez, Lauren Mazel, and Christoph von Dohnányi. And since this is the composer's datebook, we should mention that the Cleveland Orchestra has premiered an impressive number of new works by both American and European composers. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.